This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told impeachment investigators targeting U.S. President Donald Trump that it was his clear understanding that Kiev would not get military assistance President Trump was withholding earlier this year unless it launched investigations that would help the president politically. Bill Taylor, the top American envoy in Ukraine, said in a transcript of his testimony, which was released Wednesday, that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, had repeatedly told him that Trump did not view the reciprocal deal as a quid pro quo. Next week, public testimony begins. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Votes are still being counted from Tuesday's U.S. elections, notably in the state of Kentucky, where the Democratic candidate Andy Beshear has declared victory in the race for governor over the Republican incumbent Matt Bevin, who had the express support of the president, Donald Trump. Bevin has called for a re-canvass of the vote. Two Iraqi protesters were reportedly killed overnight in renewed street clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.